With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The prosecution in the child abuse case of Tyler Martinson rested its case late last week, and the defense began to present its case when a scheduling issue with one of the defense's witnesses prompted the court to recess until later today. The prosecution also urged the court to deny a motion for acquittal entered by the defense, stating that a jury could not properly determine Martinson's guilt. Judge Stuart Healy III denied the defense's motion. Campbell County commissioners last week voted for raises for elected officials, but not themselves. Elected officials for over a decade have had their salaries capped at $100,000, but legislation from earlier in the year changed that cap to $145,000. With that vote, the county attorney will now be paid the maximum amount, with others, except for the county coroner, receiving a raise to $135,000 annually. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Yesterday, Gillette's Powder River Symphony director Stephen Trinkle conducted his last performance with the orchestra, a special Mother's Day performance. Over the last 5 years, the now 71-year-old Trinkle has had a contract with the symphony, and now that the contract is expiring, he's explained he has some other things he'd like to do, many of which will be overseas. According to the news record, Trinkle said moving forward, he hopes to continue to see the orchestra succeed and expand, calling the musicians tenacious and saying that the orchestra belongs to the players and the city of Gillette. The Campbell County Commissioners are looking for people to serve on a number of local boards. Applications must be submitted by June 1st. Applications are available online as well as at the Commissioner's office. They can be completed and submitted online or in person. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.